Hello.
You have to get in just a minute.
Yes, please.
You gotta get Congressman Perkins back, please, for me.
Okay,
we'll cut off.
Okay, right, sir.
Thank you.
I'll call you.
Let me just hold, please, sir.
Right.
Just a moment, sir. I'm trying to get your party back.
Mm-hmm. All right. He is in Governor Breathitt's office in Kentucky. Okay.
No. Mr. Moyers?
Yes.
Sorry, the disconnect here, sir. Let me give you Congressman first.
All right.
Go ahead, please.
Congressman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. The President won't say a word to you. Just
yeah,
a minute.
Fine.
Who's on the line with you, Governor?
Nobody. No, he's not on the line. Mm-hmm. But the governor will. When I get through, I'll put the governor on the line. Let mm-hmm. him speak to the governor. And mm-hmm. there's nobody. All the other person in the room is his old campaign chairman.
That's fine.
Beecher.
That's fine. I just wanted to let him know who he's going to be talking to.
Yeah, fine. Well, let's read. Yeah.
Yes. I have to eat in here. I have to eat here. Yeah, I've got too many calls working. Close out this.
I'll just reach the phone. Yeah.
No, the door into the living room for the dining room. Who did I ask you to get? Lynette Dungan and Bob Weaver?
No, they're still there.
Dungan and Bob Weaver. Remind me to call Houston Hart in a minute. Carl?
Yes, sir.
Damn you, you just made me do something unconstitutional.
What's that, Mr. President?
Well, they told me if I vetoed this public works bill that you had a project that you couldn't start. And you put a unconstitutional provision in there on the Panama Canal, and the Attorney General said that four Attorney Generals had held it as unconstitutional, and I swore to uphold the Constitution, and I wasn't doing it.
Well, somebody correctly advised you I have a project in there, construction starts, the Grayson Reservoir.
Yeah, that's what
they
that,
knocked in the head. I appreciate you signing it for that.
Well, I should have vetoed it and let you all pass it back, but Old John McCormick called me last night, and Carl Albert called me and said that y'all'd have trouble getting Cannon to repass it.
We may have had trouble with Cannon, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've got a couple of your good friends here. We called for Mr. Moyer, and
he just told me.
I'm going to give him three projects, and the governor and I are very much under Doc Beecham here.
I know Doc and love him and tell him hello for me.
Well, I'm going to let you say hello to these gentlemen here before I say something.
Happy New Year, Mr. President.
Hi, who is this?
This is Governor Breathitt.
Governor, sure glad to hear you.
Glad to hear you, sir.
You got things in good shape down there for me?
Yes, sir, we're doing our best.
I know you got them in good shape for yourself, but...
Well, I'll tell you this, the two Republican senators objected to... consolidation of your signal depots. The delegation came to me and I said, I'm not going to ask the president to help us in eastern Kentucky with money that's awful tight and then not support him on his economy moves. And so I assure you that I'll cooperate in every way.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
I'll do it in every way to be helpful as far as not only the success of the administration, but the success of the campaign.
Thank you, my friend.
Here's Governor Beecham.
Thank you.
He would like to say hello to you, sir. How are you, Mr. President?
Doc, my friend, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, sir. We are all for you down here.
Sure glad to hear you. Now, we got to do better in Kentucky at 64 than we did 60.
We're going to care for you, Mr. President.
You sure of that, Doc?
Yes, sir. We'll do that job for you.
All right. Now, you just tell me. We got to go to work at it.
Well, we already at work at it.
All right. I want you all to kind of lead the way now for the border states and the rest of the country for me, because you're pretty moderate and pretty sensible and got your feet on the ground, and I just want you to put out a little interview down there every now and then about how good we're doing.
Well, we'll do that, and we're all for you, and yes, Congressman Perkins.
All right.
Well, I'll not take but 30 seconds of your time. If it can be worked out when we get up there, Mr. President, Governor Breathitt's going to come up there on the 17th.
Good.
And, this will benefit me immensely. I may have a primary down here. I don't know whether it'll have one or not, but it will benefit me immensely. President Kennedy had set up a little pilot project for the jobless parents up there in seven of my counties before his death. You maybe it's not been brought to your attention, but we're going to see if we can't. I'll talk to Mr. Moyer and ask him to look into it. If it can be worked out, I want Governor Breathitt when he's up there, and I want to be by too, and maybe we can announce it from your office.
We'll try to work it out. We'll try to work it out if we can. That's just sure. Sure, I've heard of it somewhere. I don't remember who talked to me about it, but some of them have talked to me about it, and we'll do it. And you can tell the press there today that you talked to me about signing this appropriation bill and got me to sign it, even though it had a bad provision in it.
Why don't you just say something as one of the reasons it had a construction start in it for eastern Kentucky? And that was one of the reasons that you were reluctant it would do.
Well, I've already given them a statement, but if I can get it back, if any of them ask me, I'll sure tell them, but you can tell them if you want to.
Well, you put me on with Mr. Moyer, and I certainly appreciate
right.
you.
Here's Bill.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, I just talked to a name to Mr. Johnson, President Johnson, about your pilot project up there in East Kentucky for the aid to the dependent children of unemployed parents. President Kennedy had directed that $1 million be provided for this pilot project. Larry O'Brien knows about it, and naturally we've got to carry this thing out. I'm involved down here in politics up to my neck.
Hold on, let me go to another phone.
Yeah, fine.
Go ahead, Congressman.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that you can set the stage. Governor Breathitt is coming up here. We're all working good together down here. And when he gets up there on the 17th, he's going to come up for Kentucky Society Party, that we can set it up in the White House and let it be announced there. And in addition to that, I've got this Hazard Courthouse, 94G.
Right.
And the streets of Prestonsburg, Grant involved there. These are all disaster counties I'm telling you about.
Right.
And the unemployment rate is as high as anywhere in the nation. And Pike County Courthouse, 257G.
Mm-hmm.
And you work with somebody's going to have to hammer ARA over the head.
All right, I'll tell you what I'd like to have from you by the time I get back in Washington, which will be on Sunday. Could you get me a memorandum with the pertinent facts in it?
I'll get you a
memorandum. Tell me who you've been dealing with at ARA and who you think's holding it up.
My problem down there is Dr. Homer.
All right, we'll put
and
that
in. And they're killing off Bill Bat, which you've already
Yes.
We can't pass nothing in the Congress. Can't pass expand the ARA authority because many members like Pat Jennings and my neighbor and all of them are mad at him. And he's not the real blame, but he has to carry it. Fellas like Dr.
Holbert's
the one.
Right. Well,
I'll get your memorandum on Sunday. Now, here's the governor won't say the
name. All right. I want to know the guy, Carl.
Yeah.
I want to know the pertinent facts. I want to know who's holding it up. What's your problem? Okay.
The whole thing. Now, I'll tell you what I wish you would do. Larry O'Brien been working with his, and Larry knows all the facts, but he don't know the latest about ARA.
All right.
I tell him I called for him at the White House today and couldn't get anybody.
Right.
And I thought maybe I knew I could pick you up out there on the range.
Right. Very good. Let me speak to the governor.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Mario?
Governor, how are you?
Fine. I just wanted to mention just one thing to you.
Fine.
The Republican senators, Cooper and Morton, were issued a protest over the closing of one of the federal facilities here, this Lexington Second Depot.
Right.
Now, when you met with me, I ain't going to do all in my power. I took this position. We've asked the president to assist us on these programs in Eastern Kentucky.
Right.
He has a tight budget situation.
Right.
We're not certainly going to turn around and then ask him not to affect the economy. We'll cooperate in every way in that capacity. Now, I've told him that we would cooperate with him on trying to sell just to the agency.
Right, Governor.
It might not be advisable just actually to re-examine it from a fiscal standpoint. Now, is that approach the wise one from your standpoint?
That's good politics.
Well,
yes,
I think
it is.
That would,
our mail is running 6-1 in favor of closing these facilities.
Well, we're doing the same thing in Kentucky. I faced the same position, and I'm having a freeze order issued for January 1st.
Good.
We're closing our parks. We're doing the same thing.
Give me a call when you come to Washington, would you?
I do so.
All right. What's the name of that one that was closed now?
It's the Lexington Signal Depot.
All right.
And actually, it's the Bluegrass Department that's being merged with the Lexington Signal Depot. And the two senators, Cooper and Morton, have issued a protest. And I've just taken the position that we have to cooperate with the president.
Very good. That's great. Well, give me a call. I want to see you when you come to Washington.
All right, fine. Here's Congressman. Just one second.
Right.
By the way, Miss Boyer.
Yes, sir.
One important thing. I've discussed it time and time again with Larry, and the last time an hour with Henry Wilson. That's over at something. James H. Frazier, who's in the Cincinnati Regional Post Office. Kentucky, we've been kicked around.
Carl?
Yeah.
President's calling me. I've got to run right now.
All
right. Put that in the note, too. Just a minute, sir.
Yeah,
that
we want him pointed at the directory.
All right.
Cincinnati.
Let me have that.
I'll
okay.
give it to you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Then bye. Yeah.